All of the presenters will be presenting a substantive area of the law, and then, you know, a factual situation where we'll be presented with options and we'll be able to discuss. And there may not be just one right answer. There may be multiple answers, but we'll discuss how those interplay with each other. So, but if you would just sort of have that at the ready, don't vote yet, because once you start voting, you'll see some percentages and such changes to which answers you get. But let's just go over that website again. Is a POLLEV.com/UTCLE216. Does anybody have any problems getting onto that website on your phone or your computer? Everybody got it? So do you have a screen that sort of gives you some options? Don't choose an option yet, though, but do you have that screen? Somebody's choosing an option.
Someone's there.
Well, apparently Jay can extend his current OPT. All right, George, I know that was you. Now, we're going to make sure that everybody gets this logged on. And for those of you listening in on the webcast as well, you can also participate in this live polling to be able to have an interactive approach of learning the substantive immigration law. So everyone, again, POLLEV.com/UTCLE216. We'll just give you a chance to get that working. We should have made this a poll, actually, but instead I'm just going to ask you to raise your hands. How many of you already practice immigration law? And how many of you want to practice immigration law? You came here to learn it. That's great, okay? And of those who say they already practice immigration law, how many think they still need to learn some more immigration law?